Well, it has a second part that's kind of hard, but I'll give it a crack.
Thank you.
pick one more here. Well, how about birth of life, naissance de la vie?
Mm-hmm.
throw in a couple more, but I haven't figured out how to end that one yet. So I had to sort of revolve about in space for a while. Okay, just two more if you don't mind. Is that okay? Once I asked John, well, you want a little help with the Sunday, you picked the tunes, and John said, well, here's one that I think might be pretty. I don't think he knew it real well at the time, but I think it was a little bit new to you. Maybe not, but it's, it sure was new to me, and it's...
Southern Harmony or Appalachian?
Yeah, it's one of those, yeah. Oh, I even wrote a date here. It's from the Kentucky Harmony book, which was a, is that an Appalachian collection? And somewhere I found out that that dates from 1816, that collection. So the hymn is surely older than that. Thank you.
Perhaps I'll try and play another one of those. That was the fourth one, and this is the first. Thank you. like to play a couple of Telemann fantasies. This is the third one in B minor, and it's in a couple of short segments. Here's the second fantasy. I wish I could remember the little names of the parts, but I can't. So it's in, I think, three little movements. Slow, kind of laid back, and jumpy. Thank you. Playing in the clearing.
Mm-hmm.
The goat herder, undoubtedly with his little flute.
Thank you.
the rustling of the leaves. Dance of the Nymphs in Sunlight. Thank you. gaiety of a sunlit morning. I just have two more French pieces that I'd like to play, and the first one is by Jacques Ibert, who's pretty well known for much larger works. He was on a ship, a cruise, with flutist Louise Moïse, and Moïse wanted to have something to play for the folks during cocktail hour, I suppose. So he asked Ibert if he'd write him this, and he quick tossed it off. It's just called Peace, by Jacques Ibert.